the bombshell here is that essentially both lawyers on both sides say that Maureen McDonnell and Johnny Williams had a relationship, quote, that some would consider inappropriate for two people who are not married to each other. That's a direct quote from Maureen McDonnell's lawyer. The prosecution says that they didn't have an affair, Maureen McDonnell and Johnny Williams, but that it was just a sale of power and influence to the highest bidder. And this is very interesting because the defense attorneys also say that Maureen and Bob McDonald's marriage had fallen apart, and that's why they couldn't have been in a conspiracy together, because they were barely on speaking terms at the time. We noted yesterday that they barely interacted in court. Today, at least, when the governor came in, he at least greeted Maureen McDonald. They've been coming and leaving separately. Also, the defense says that Maureen McDonald still owns stock in Star Scientific. That's Johnny Williams' company. He's accused of giving the McDonald's a Rolex, a ride in a Ferrari, more than $165,000 in gifts in all, in exchange for what the prosecution said, the governor doing what should have been his job. Live in Richmond, Max Smith, WTOP News.
Wow, some major revelations there from Max Smith reporting to us. He, of course, is covering the trial of former Governor Bob McDonnell, and he will keep us updated on all the breaking developments. Stay with us here on WTOP.